I've discovered that a minimum of 52 sitting Labour MPs, backbench MPs for the most part, have solicited Gordon Brown to put their names on a list of MPs as and when Labour loses office, so that you know, they'll go to, straight from the green benches of the Commons to the red benches of the Lords, and they'll never leave Westminster again.
So what does this tell us about Labour's prospects? I mean, is this a sort of a tacit admission of defeat?
Well, I think it certainly is. Two things, really. First of all, yes, it just shows that they think the game's up, that they're planning for after the defeat. And although in some cases, some of these MPs, I think, are not announcing that they're retiring, they're going to contest the next election, but they're planning for the defeat that they won't admit to. But the second thing is clearly that it shows how ambivalent, to put it mildly, the Labour benches in the Commons are about major reform of the House of Lords, because the self-interest and what might be the public interest are very much in conflict here.
Given the degree of public anger that exists right now over MPs' expenses and a general dissatisfaction with government, this certainly can't improve the public's perception of their MPs. What is the likely reaction?
I think the reaction to my story is very likely to be bad for the Labour Party, because, you know, Labour would love to be seen as the party of reform. All parties are trying to be the party of reform and respond to the public mood. But with so many Labour MPs jostling to get into an unreformed House of Lords as a sort of meal ticket for life, I mean, that is a real that's a real turnoff for the voters. It just shows they say one thing in public and do another thing in private. Having said that, I do want to stress that not all of these 52 Labour MPs will end up in the House of Lords. They're all banging on Gordon Brown's door asking for a favour from him. Depending on what happens at the next general election, you know, there are quite likely to be far more Labour MPs or Labour supporters wanting a billet in the House of Lords than Brown is able to offer them.
So who decides?
Well, there is a tradition that after a general election, there is what's called a dissolution honours list. That could mean that Labour will give places in the Lords to a number of for defeated MPs. There will also be some discussion with the other parties about a list of so-called working peers, which will be a list comprised of nominees from all the parties. But what these MPs currently sitting are trying to do is to book their ticket on that list. Now, there are, you know, I think there are going to be a lot of disappointed people.
Might this not have an unintended consequence, that if the public perceives the House of Lords as merely a dumping ground for political cronies, that the movement or the impetus for reform might grow even stronger?
I think that is happening anyway. I mean, remember what we've just witnessed in the last few weeks, the suspension, unprecedented in history, of two members of the House of Lords for corruption, two others having to apologise to the Lords in open session. Again, that's not at all common. There's a mythology about the House of Lords that it's full of great independence and great learning and great ability. Of course, there are people of independence, learning and ability in the Lords. I'm not disputing that. But increasingly, membership of the House of Lords is about being there to vote for the government, just as it is in the Commons. There are a lot of people going, in all parties, but particularly in Labour, I think, from being lobby fodder in the Commons to being lobby fodder in the Lords. And, you know, the qualities of these people are not particularly great. And as you therefore say, if they bring the culture of the Commons, and that's not exactly very popular at the moment, into the Lords, well, then I think that may well be that that helps the movement for more radical reform and the chances of an elected House of Lords in the next few years.